Welcome to Zichu Daf Sim Mani Mamro Avram Goldar and today Masechus Kedushin Daf Samaches, the third Perek HaOmer. This daf has been sponsored as a schus for all the men, women, and children in Eretz Yisrael who've been taken hostage, that they be quickly freed, and for all those injured in the attacks, that they should have a refuah shleima. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara relates that Rav Acha bar Yaakov derives that Kedushin is ineffective for Erva from a Kavah Chomer, from a Yavama. She's only forbidden with a love, a negative commandment, yet Kedushin with her isn't effective. Then certainly for those who are prohibited with a Karas punishment. The Gemara asks that if so, the same could be applied to all those prohibited by a love. Rav Papa answers that the Torah says, Kisyenu ishtei nashim achas ahuva v'achas nua. If a man has two wives, one beloved and one hated. Now, since the husband's hatred towards his wife would not affect laws, the Torah must mean ahuva b'nisuel, beloved regarding her marriage, meaning it's permitted, and snua b'nisuel, hated in her prohibited marriage, yet they are described with tiena, showing the marriage was effective. The Gemara explains that according to Rabbi Kiva, who holds in kedushin tosim b'chayvi loving, kedushin is not effective for those prohibited with a love, the one hated in her marriage can be explained to mean a widow marrying a kohen gadol, according to Rabbi Simai, who says Rabbi Kiva agrees that such kedushin is effective. Otherwise, it refers to those prohibited by an aseh, and if Rabbi Kiva holds even this is ineffective, it refers to a non-basua marrying a kohen gadol. Point number two, the Mishnah on Daf Samach Vav Amabes taught Kedushin is ineffective for a Shivcha or a female Gentile, and the children share their status. Rav Huna provides the source that Kedushin is ineffective for a Shivcha. Avram said, Shvu lechem po im achamor, stay here yourselves with the donkey, with the extraneous mention of the donkey, teaching that Eliezer and Evkanani is Am Hadomu lechamor, a nation legally similar to a donkey, which cannot have Kedushin. That her child is a slave by Kirk can be derived from Aisha v'yeladeh t'yela adunea. The woman and her children should belong to her master. Later, this drasha will be replaced with the one provided for a female Gentile's children. And point number three, the Gemara says, we learn from the pasuk Losis Chatenbam, you shall not become married with them, that Kedushin is ineffective with a Gentile. Ryochan quotes a drasha that the child of a female Gentile is a Gentile. The pasuk says, Ki yasir es bincha ma'acharai, for he will turn your son away from me, which teaches, Bincha, Bam Yisrael is Kroi Bincha, your son, meaning your grandson, who comes from a Jewess, is called your son, meaning a Jew. But your son who comes from a female idolater is not called your son, but her son, meaning an idolater. The Gemara said, since the Pasuk of Osis Chaten refers only to the seven nations of Canaan, what is the source that Kedushin is ineffective with other Nachrim? It ultimately answers that the Torah teaches regarding a Yafas Torah that after the entire procedure, V'aisa l'chal l'isha, she shall become a wife for you, implying that beforehand they cannot be married. We derive that her child is also a Gentile from the pasuk Kisiena le'ish v'yaldu lo. If a man has two wives and they bore him, which teaches that wherever the woman is someone who can be married, v'aisa, his children's lineage follows the father's. But wherever the woman is ineligible for marriage, such as a Gentile, their lineage follows hers. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara relates that Rav Acha bar Yaakov derives that Kedushin is ineffective for Erva from a Kavah Chomer from Yavama. She's only forbidden with a love, a negative commandment, yet Kedushin with her isn't effective. Then certainly for those who are prohibited with a Karas punishment. The Gemara asks that if so, the same could be applied to all those prohibited by a love. Rav Papa answers that the Torah says, Kisyenu ishtei nashim achas ahuva v'achas nua. If a man has two wives, one beloved and one hated. Now, since the husband's hatred towards his wife would not affect laws, the Torah must mean ahuva b'nisuel, beloved regarding her marriage, meaning it's permitted, and snua b'nisuel, hated in her prohibited marriage, yet they are described with tiena, showing the marriage was effective. The Gemara explains that according to Rabbi Kiva, who holds in kedushin tosim b'chayvi loving, kedushin is not effective for those prohibited with a love, the one hated in her marriage can be explained to mean a widow marrying a kohen gadol, according to Rabbi Simai, who says Rabbi Kiva agrees that such kedushin is effective. Otherwise, it refers to those prohibited by an aseh, and if Rabbi Kiva holds even this is ineffective, it refers to a non-basua marrying a kohen gadol. Point number two, the Mishnah on Daf Samach Vav Amabes taught Kedushin is ineffective for a Shivcha or a female Gentile, and the children share their status. Rav Huna provides the source that Kedushin is ineffective for a Shivcha. Avram said, Shvu lechem po im achamor, stay here yourselves with the donkey, with the extraneous mention of the donkey, teaching that Eliezer and Evkanani is Am Hadomu lechamor, a nation legally similar to a donkey, which cannot have Kedushin. That her child is a slave by Kirk can be derived from Aisha v'yeladeh t'yela adunea. The woman and her children should belong to her master. Later, this drasha will be replaced with the one provided for a female Gentile's children. And point number three, the Gemara says, we learn from the pasuk Losis Chatenbam, you shall not become married with them, that Kedushin is ineffective with a Gentile. Ryochan quotes a drasha that the child of a female Gentile is a Gentile. The pasuk says, Ki yasir es bincha ma'acharai, for he will turn your son away from me, which teaches Bincha, Habam Yisrael, is Kroi Bincha, your son, meaning your grandson, who comes from a Jewess, is called your son, meaning a Jew. But your son who comes from a female idolater is not called your son, but her son, meaning an idolater. The Gemara said, since the pasuk of Usishaten refers only to the seven nations of Canaan, what is the source that Kedushin is ineffective with other Nachrim? It ultimately answers that the Torah teaches regarding a Yafas Torah that after the entire procedure, she shall become a wife for you, implying that beforehand they cannot be married. We derive that her child is also a Gentile from the pasuk Kisiena Leish V'yaldu Lo, if a man has two wives and they bore him, which teaches that wherever the woman is someone who can be married, V'aisa, his children's lineage follows the father's, but wherever the woman is ineligible for marriage, such as a Gentile, their lineage follows hers. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Samaches, and this one was suggested to us by Jeremy Scheinwitz from Woodmere, New York. He suggested that Samaches is Chach, and we use a sukkah in the Siman. So here goes. The man in a sukkah with the hanging diamond decorations, having an awkward meal with his two wives, one beloved and one hated, while Shivcha stood outside with a donkey, told his intermarried son that his grandson is a Nachri and not Chayiv in mitzvos. Once again, slow motion. The man in a sukkah, that must be Siman Daf Samaches, Schach. The man in a sukkah with the hanging diamond decorations, having an awkward meal with his two wives, one beloved and one hated, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what is the case of Kitienu Ishtei Nashim, Achas Ahuva V'Achas Nua, if a man has two wives, one beloved and one hated, and if this pasuk indicates that Kedushin is Tofes with Chai V'Lavin. So the man in a sukkah with the hanging diamond decorations, having an awkward meal with his two wives, one beloved and one hated, while his Shivcha stood outside with a donkey, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis taught Kedushin is ineffective for a Shivcha or for a female Gentile, and their children share their status. Rav Huna provides a source that Kedushin is ineffective for a Shivcha. Avram said, Shvu lechem poli mechamor, stay here yourselves with the donkey, with the extraneous mention of the donkey teaching that Eliezer and Evkanani is Am Hadomo Lechamor, a nation legally similar to a donkey, which cannot have Kedushin. So the man in a sukkah with the hanging diamond decorations, having an awkward meal with his two wives, one beloved and one hated, while his Shivcha stood outside with a donkey, told his intermarried son that his grandson is a Nachri and not Chayiv in mitzvos. Which reminds the Gemara says, we learn from the pasuk Losit Chatembam, you shall not become married with them, that Kedushin is ineffective with a Gentile. Rabbi Yochanan quotes a drasha that the child of a female Gentile is a Gentile. The pasuk says, Ki yasir's bincha macharai, for he will turn your son away from me, which teaches, bincha, habam Yisrael is krui bincha, your son, meaning your grandson, who comes from a Jewess, is called your son, meaning a Jew. Ve'ein bincha, habam yino oberes kochabim, krui bincha el bina, but your son who comes from a female idolater is not called your son, but her son, meaning an idolater. So once again, the man in a sukkah with the hanging diamond decorations, having an awkward meal with his two wives, one beloved and one hated, while his Shivcha stood outside with a donkey, told his intermarried son that his grandson is a Nachri and not Chayiv in mitzvos. All right, so now it's time for four blah back Hazara. Daf Samach Dalet. So the Zimmer Daf Samach Dalet relates to Sod, secret, and we use a secret agent. So here goes. The secret agent, that must be one Daf Samach Dalet. Sod, secret. The secret agent who passed his first test and believed a father who said he married off and accepted the divorce of his minor daughter, but not the father who said his daughter was captured and he ransomed her, which reminds us that the next Mishnah states that if a father says, I married off my daughter and accepted her divorce while she was a minor, if she's still a katan, he's believed to disqualify her from kahuna. If she's an adult, he's not believed. If he says she was captured and I ransomed her, he's not believed and she remains permitted to kahanim. The Torah specifically granted a father believability regarding her marriage in the pasuk as biti nasati l'isha zeh. I gave my daughter to this man in marriage. So the secret agent who passed his first test and believed a father who said he married off and accepted the divorce of his minor daughter, but not the father who said his daughter was captured and he ransomed her, as well as the second test and believed the man presumed to have brothers who said he did not when he was Mekadosh, a woman, which reminds us, one presumed to be subject to Yibum because it's thought that he has brothers, who claimed at their marriage that she was exempt because he has no brothers. There's reason to believe him because if he was lying, he could have instead assured her that he would divorce her before his death, exempting her from Yibum. Rebbe holds Mali Lashakar Ke Edim Dami. The logic of why should I lie is as compelling as witnesses, thus completely uprooting the previous presumption so he cannot reinstate it at death. So the secret agent who passed his first test and believed the father who said he married off and accepted the divorce of his minor daughter, but not the father who said his daughter was captured and he ransomed her, as well as the second test and believed the man presumed to have brothers who said he did not when he was Makadosh a woman, was stumped trying to figure out the identity of the older daughter who a man with two sets of daughters had married off, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that one who has two sets of daughters from two wives and declares that he accepted Kedushin for his older daughter, but is uncertain if it was the older of his older daughters, or the older of his younger daughters, or the younger of the older daughters, Rabbi Meir says, Kulan asuros chutz mina katana shebekatanos. All of them are prohibited to remarry without a get, except for the youngest of the younger daughters, for a person would place himself in a position of doubt by using a term with multiple possible meanings. Rabbi Yossi says, Kulan mutaros chutz mina gadolos shebegadolos. They're all permitted except for the oldest of the older daughters, as he holds a person would not place himself in a position of doubt. Dav Samachay, so the Simmer Dav Samachay is se, sheep, and we often use a shepherd. So here goes. The shepherd, that must mean more on Dav Samachay, se, sheep. The shepherd who was miserable when the shepherdess whom he said he had married said that he had not, and he became prohibited to her relatives, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one says to a woman, I married you, and she says, you did not marry me, who asa b'krova seh, he's forbidden to her relatives, v'hi muteres b'krova, but she's permitted to his relatives. Although he's not believed insofar as her prohibition to his relatives is concerned, nor for her to require a get, he is believed to prohibit her relatives to himself through the principle of shavya navshe chasika de asura. He made it a forbidden peace to himself, meaning a person's belief when declaring something forbidden to himself. So the shepherd who was miserable when the shepherdess whom he said he had married said that he had not, and he became prohibited to her relatives, and then was told his attempt to marry another woman with one witness didn't work, which reminds us, Rebuta says, Mekadosh be'ed echad ein choshishin likidushav. One who marries with a single witness, we're not concerned for his kedushin, and she's permitted to marry someone else. Shmuel added that this is so, afiu shnehem modim, even if they both admit that they married in his presence, because the single witness is insufficient, not only for his testimony, but for the kedushin itself to take effect. So the shepherd who was miserable when the shepherdess whom he said he had married said that he had not, and he became prohibited to her relatives, and then was told his attempt to marry another woman with one witness didn't work, was saw when one witness accused him of eating chalev, requiring him to bring one of his sheep as a chatos, which reminds us, Abai said, Amro la edochad achalta chalev, if a single witness tells someone you inadvertently ate forbidden fats, v'hal shosek, and that person was silent, ne'aman, the witness is believed, and the person must bring a karban chatos. Dav samach vav, so the simmer dav samach vav relates to sewing, and we use a tailor. So here goes. The blind tailor, that must mean we're on dav samach vav, sewing. The blind tailor who didn't react when a single witness told him his wife committed adultery, which reminds us. The Gemara brings the following question. Ishto zin sebe eid echad. If a single witness tells a man that his wife committed adultery, b'shosek, and the husband is silent, does she become prohibited to her husband? Abai says, Naaman, he's believed, and she's prohibited to him. And Rava says, he's not believed. Havi davar shebe erva, it's a matter concerning erva. Vein davar shebe erva, pachas mishnayim, and a matter concerning erva cannot be established by fewer than two witnesses. Abai seeks support for its position from an incident involving a blind man. So the blind tailor who didn't react when a single witness told him his wife committed adultery couldn't see the king outside at a feast wearing the tzitz, who was getting angry at some sages, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the story of Yanai HaMelech at the Suda celebrating a conquest and the story of the tzitz, which led to the killing of the Chachamim. So the blind tailor who didn't react when a single witness told him his wife committed adultery couldn't see the king outside at a feast wearing the tzitz, who was getting angry at some sages, and didn't know if he was Tamei or Tahor when he was informed the mikveh he was tovel in was found to be deficient and had less than 40 saw, which reminds us. A braisa discusses a mikveh used under presumption that it contained 40 saw and was later found deficient. Rabbi Tarfon ruled all that tahor was previously prepared based on this mikveh to be tahor by assuming it was full until found deficient. And Rabbi Kiva ruled them tamei. Rabbi Tarfon explained mikveh ze b'chesk sham hu omid. This mikveh was presumed to be full and should not be ruled deficient earlier out of doubt. Rabbi Kiva responded that the people or kalim, which were tovel in this mikveh, were previously tamei and should not be ruled tahor out of doubt. Rabbi Tarfon continued that it's analogous to a kohen performing a vote who was discovered to be a son of a divorcee or a chalutza, rendering him a chalal and unfit for a vote, that his previously performed a vote is valid. Rabbi Kiva responded that it's analogous to a kohen discovered to be a baal mum whose previous vote is invalid. Dav Samach Zayin. So this Dav Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. At the No Yer Yichus sizzling barbecue, that must be on Dav Samach Zayin. At the No Yer Yichus sizzling barbecue, a son from an effective kedushin lined up behind his father, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught, Kol makom sheyesh kedushin ve'ein avera, anywhere there's an effective kedushin and there's no transgression in the marriage. Havlad holach achar zachar, the offspring follows the lineage of the male, meaning a Kohen, Levi, or Yisrael. Where the marriage is prohibited, Havlad holach achar pogum, the offspring follows a blemished parent, such as a mamzer. So, at the No Yer Yichus sizzling barbecue, a son from an effective kedushin lined up behind his father, watched a boy enter the park behind his father who was an Ammoni ger, while his sister walked behind her mother, who was a Mitzri convert, which reminds us, Ravin quoted Rabbi Yochanan, but Umos halich achra zachar, with Gentile nations, follow the male regarding the offspring. Nisgaru halich achra pogum shebishneim, if they converted, follow the blemished one from the two of them. This second statement is explained. A male Ammoni ger who married a female Mitzri gioris, if their child is male, then you cast him after his father, because for a male, the Ammoni parent is a greater blemish because the prohibition to regular Jews remains indefinitely. But if the child is a female, you cast her after her mother, because for a female, the Egyptian parent is a greater blemish because a female Ammoni is permitted to regular Jews. So at the No Yer Yichus sizzling barbecue, a son from an effective kedushin lined up behind his father, watched a boy enter the park behind his father who was an Ammoni ger, while his sister walked behind her mother who was a Mitzri convert, while all the Arayas with a Karis liability sat together with an Achuz Isha, since her kedushin is not effective, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the source that kedushin is ineffective for prohibitions with a Karis liability, and that all Arayas that have a Karis liability are derived from an Achuz Isha. Alright, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you know that when Nachrim convert and marry, the Yichus goes after the one who is blemished? That's on Daf. Samach Zayin. Good. Number 2. What's the din if someone says to a man that his wife committed adultery and he's silent, whether she becomes prohibited to him? That's on Daf. Samach Vav. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you know if someone is silent when they're accused of eating chalav b'shogeg, then the person is believed and the guilty party must bring a chatas? That's on Daf. Samachay. Good. Number 4. Which daf brought the source that the children of a man intermarried with a nachris are not Jewish? That's on Daf. Samachas. Good. Number 5. Which daf when kedushin is not effective with prohibitions? Sheish behem chorus. That's on Daf. Samach Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which daf is machokas about the mikvah which is found to be deficient and whether we infer from a balmum or a chalal? That's on Daf. Samach Vav. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we discuss what the case is in the pasuk of if a man has two wives, one beloved and one hated? That's on Daf. Samach Ches. Good. Number 8. Which of them when the Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov says the minimum stage for taking truma is when it reaches the stage of shachas? That's on Daf. Samach Beis. Good. Number 9. Which of them when that the source that kedushin is ineffective for a shivcha is the pasuk shvu po imachamor, stay here yourselves with the donkey? That's on Daf. Samach Ches. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do you learn about the challenge to Yana HaMelech's Yichus and his murderous reaction? That's on Daf. Samach Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.